Charlie's kissing Mia, a pretty brunette, on the balcony of his large home. They stop and look out at the view.
This is such a beautiful sunset.
Thanks.
Thanks? You're taking credit for the sunset?
Well, no, not the sunset per se, but I did buy a very expensive house on the beach so we can stand here and watch the sunset. So, thanks.
Fancy beach house works with a lot of women, doesn't it?
Honestly, it's like a G-spot with two mortgages.
Well, just so you know, I'm not with you for your house or your money.
So it's the car.
Why would I care about your car?
It's an $80,000 Mercedes.
Yeah, so what does it do that other cars don't do?
It costs $80,000. Hey, I almost forgot. I have something for you.
Well, Charlie, you don't have to buy me expensive jewelry.
Okay, nothing but cheap crap from now on.
He opens the box he's produced.
It's beautiful.
Read the inscription.
It's a bracelet.
1 month, 2 weeks, 4 days. What does it mean?
Well, since we decided to go ahead and consummate our relationship, finally, I thought I should honor the time we've already spent together, exclusively, in a committed relationship, without any sex. Whatsoever.
So, unless we have sex before midnight tonight, you're gonna need to buy a new bracelet?
Uh-huh.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, since you went to all the trouble to engrave it.
Don't even ask what I used as a chisel.
He kisses her hungrily.
Candy.
Hello, Alan. Is Charlie available? Because I wish to speak with him.
Okay. Why don't you just wait here and I'll let him know.
I would be immensely appreciative if you would.
All righty.
Alan closes the door on Bimbo Candy and goes to the French windows which lead out to the balcony. Charlie, still in a clinch with Mia, waves Alan away. Charlie, who's facing in Alan's direction, opens one eye as he continues kissing Mia. Alan flutters his eyelids and primps his hair, then points towards the front door. Charlie looks puzzled. Alan heaves up imaginary breasts, then does a mincing walk and points to the door again. Charlie comes inside, leaving Mia on the balcony.
What the hell does this mean?
Sending you a message.
What? That you're a woman trapped in a man's body?
Candy's here.
And you want me to call you Candy?
No, Candy, the girl you were seeing before, Mia.
Oh.
Charlie, she's been calling here for days. Don't you think it's time you let her know you're in an exclusive relationship with another woman?
Yeah, Charlie. After all, it's been 1 month, 2 weeks, and 4 days.
Mia's come in from the balcony.
Did you know that Alan's a woman trapped in a man's body?
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson.
So, I'm gonna go talk to your ex-girlfriend?
Okay, first of all, sweetheart, she's not really an ex-girlfriend.
Her name's Candy.
Thanks, Alan.
With a K.
Alan.
And an I.
Okay, so if Candy with a K and an I isn't your ex-girlfriend, then what is she?
Well, I would say she's more of a person who would drop by from time to time, and, yeah, that.
And why haven't you told this person that you're in a committed relationship?
Her name's Candy.
Boy, you're on thin ice.
I think we both know why you didn't tell her.
Well, if that's the case, then this discussion is moot. And we should go upstairs while Alan goes back out there and delivers a very credible lie as to my whereabouts, Alan.
Well, I'm not half the liar you are, but I'll give it a shot.
Shall we go upstairs and continue this conversation?
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Okay, you're mad. I get that.
So?
Well, Candy, it's like this. Charlie's with another woman.
Don't lie to me, Alan.
Okay, he's in Africa working as a scrub nurse for Doctors Without Borders.
Story of my life.
That's the story of your life?
It's not always a scrub nurse, but it's always Africa.
Before you say anything else, I want you to know I've anticipated problems like this. Look on the other side of the bracelet.
I'm very, very sorry.
Huh?
The problem is, Charlie, is that you don't really believe in this relationship.
Not believe in it? It's kept me from having sex for over 6 weeks. It'd be like not believing in a serious groin pull.
You know what Candy is?
I try not to judge.
She's a lifeboat. You're keeping a lifeboat for when this ship sinks.
Hey, lifeboats don't mean you expect the ship to sink. The relationship, if I may. What they mean is that you have a healthy respect for the power of the sea.
Are you listening to yourself?
Yeah, I just caught the last part. Not well thought out.
All my life, guys have looked at me like I'm just some kind of sex toy.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you should be pigeonholed.
Candy's short skirt shows off her long legs, and her red top reveals an ample cleavage.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I'm so good at it is because I practice.
Aha.
But of course, all the practice in the world isn't going to help if you don't love what you're doing.
Alan looks agitated.
Aha.
What do you want me to do, Mia? Call every woman I've ever known just to announce that I'm now in a committed relationship? Hi, Shirley, this is Charlie Harper. We met at Disneyland about 22 years ago. Yeah, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, that was me. Anyway, I just thought I should let you know I have a girlfriend now. So I'd appreciate if you didn't call me. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that takes care of Shirley. Now what about Candy?
You want me to tell her? Fine. I'll tell her. I'll go tell her right now. But before I cut her loose completely, let me float a crazy idea by you. Sort of a win-win-win.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
It was worth a shot.
He heads out of the front door.
Candy, before you say anything, I just want you to know that I'm in a committed relationship now, and I'm really in love with this woman. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I can't imagine being with anyone else. Now, sweetheart, don't cry. I'm sure you'll find someone else.
There's no Candy. He sees Mia watching him.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
What? I thought we were going upstairs. Okay, you're still mad. I get that.
Day, Berta enters the kitchen with laundry.
I made your bed.
Thank you.
It's been real easy lately.
How nice for you.
You haven't even been flying solo, have you?
That's a little personal, isn't it?
Hey, you want privacy. Wash your own sheets. Once I get my mitts on them, they're in the public domain.
Good morning. Morning.
Had to go with Mia last night.
Based on his laundry. Not well.
Why don't you tell the neighbors?
Where do you think I'm going?
Oh, by the way, thanks for getting rid of Candy for me.
Hey, I'm your brother. I got your back.
Good to know.
Hey, as long as we're on the subject, I was wondering, since you're swimming in, like, monogamy, as it were, would you mind if I, you know, ask Candy out sometime?
Go for it.
Just want to make sure you're okay with it.
I'm fine with it.
I just don't want you to feel weird.
Thanks for your consideration.
Morning, Huggy Bear.
Candy leaps on Alan and kisses him. She wraps her legs around him. Charlie gapes. Alan looks awkward.
So, Candy, you want to go out sometime?
She nods and they kiss. Charlie calls on Mia.
Okay. I want you to know I tracked down Candy. I told her she needs to move on, and she has. So I got no lifeboats, no life preservers, no water wings. If the ship goes down, I'm going down with it.
Charlie...
So there's no longer any reason to put off you and me getting naked and rutting like a couple of pigs.
Charlie, I'd like you to meet my parents.
She opens her apartment door wider to reveal them.
Hello.
They glower at him. Charlie narrows his eyes and winces.
Dad says I can sit to watch it.
He won't.
How do you know?
Your father and I talk about these things, so don't try to play us against each other.
I gotta try. It's what I do.
Candy opens up.
Hi!
Hello? Is Alan here?
Father Huggy Bear!
Yes, my child?
He's in a dog collar and underpants.
You've got company.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Judith didn't see his outfit.
You must be Jake.
Uh-huh.
And you must be Jake's grandma.
Judith, hi.
He's put on trousers.
Why don't you go watch some cartoons?
Okay.
Cool.
Candy goes off with Jake, Alan still wearing his black shirt and dog collar.
Are you proud of yourself?
What do you mean?
Oh, please, she has to be half your age.
Oh, that. Yeah, I am pretty proud of that.
What could you possibly have in common? What do you talk about?
Talk? To tell you the truth, we haven't really done a lot of talking. I mean, I did hear her confession. She's been a very bad girl.
And I'm supposed to leave Jake here? What kind of message does that send him?
I don't know. Dreams can come true. Life is beautiful. There is a God. Hey, Jude.
Father?
I suppose you're the one that introduced Alan to that slutty little...
Don't say it, Judith. You'd just be demeaning all women. And yes.
Figures. Well, I don't want her around my son.
Oh, really? So do I get to screen the men that you're dating? And let's not forget, I know about that guy who delivered the truckload of sod.
What about him?
It doesn't take 2 months to put down a new lawn, Judith.
Sounds like she got laid before the sod did.
I'm not gonna dignify that with a response.
She flounces off.
Watch out for crabgrass!
So, what's Candy? A nun? Mm.
Catholic schoolgirl.
Oh, excellent choice. Mm.
Hey, how are things with Mia?
Not bad. She forgives me. Introduced me to her parents.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Well, you know, those things are always awkward. But the big news is I'm taking Mia to the Bel Air Hotel tonight, where we will finally express our love for one another in the way that we were meant to.
Drunk and in a hurry.
You got it.
That night in a candle-lit suite.
How's the caviar?
It's perfect. Everything's perfect.
Would you like me to build a fire?
Oh, don't go to any trouble.
It's no trouble.
He flicks a switch and flames leap up in the fire grate.
Luckily, I was a Boy Scout in Beverly Hills. Champagne?
No, thanks. I want to be completely present for the first time we make love.
Oh, good for you.
Don't you want to be present?
Oh, well, within reason.
Come on. What do you say we save the champagne?
But I already opened it.
Do you really need alcohol to make love to me?
No, no. I don't need it.
Well, then.
Mia takes his glass away, then kisses him.
Is something wrong?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't hop into bed on the first date. We've gotten to know each other really well. We're not drinking. It's also new to me.
That's what makes it special.
I just don't want either of us to be disappointed because one of us might not be throwing their A game tonight.
Are you nervous?
No, of course not. But, you know, of the two of us, only one can fake an A game.
There is nothing that you could do to disappoint me tonight, Charlie.
No. It's what I can't do that might disappoint you.
You just relax. I'll be right back.
Okay.
She picks up a bag and goes into the bathroom. Charlie nervously unbuttons his shirt, which is over a black T-shirt, and lies on the bed. Trying to look casual, he puts his hands behind his head, but his bicep muscles twitch. Deciding against that position, he lies on his side and adopts a cool, eyebrow-raised pose, then tries a few pouting expressions in an attempt to look sexy. Unhappy with that, he lies back and hurriedly kicks off his shoes. He fumbles to remove his jeans, then takes off his socks, which he throws aside. One of the socks lands in the fire and bursts into flames.
Uh-oh.
Charlie sees and goes to pick up a poker, which he uses to lift the sock out of the fire.
Why don't you put some music on?
He stands holding the flaming sock on the end of the poker.
Okay.
Should I ask?
I wish you wouldn't.
She goes back in the bathroom. At the beach house, Jake and Candy are on the sofa playing a computer game.
I'm not supposed to play this game because my mom says it's too violent.
It has to be violent. You can't negotiate with zombies.
Don't tell me, tell her.
I don't think she likes me.
She doesn't really like anybody, except the guy that keeps putting grass in her backyard.
Okay, time for bed.
Just a little longer.
I'm not sleepy.
No, him.
Oh, I get to stay up.
That's not fair.
Jake?
Just because she's a girl.
He goes.
Wanna play?
Oh, no thanks. I thought maybe we could just talk.
Hang on. Let me just saw off this zombie's head.
Good Lord.
There we go. Now let me save my work. Okay, all done. Wanna have sex?
Actually, I do. Maybe we could spend a little time getting to know each other first.
All right. What do you want to know?
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do not. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, Charlie.
All right, Charlie.
Her hair in pigtails, Candy looks away with a bored, awkward expression.
Do you like to read?
Oh, yeah, I love reading.
Oh, great, great, me too. Read anything good lately?
You mean like books and magazines, not billboards and text messages, right?
Yeah.
Then no.
She fiddles with her fingernails.
Do menus count?
At the hotel, Mia poses in the bathroom doorway in a black lacy teddy and red satin gown.
Are you ready for me?
Mia? If I were any more ready, I'd be done.
He goes to kiss her, then picks her up in his arms, ready to carry her to the bed. He bangs her head.
Jeez, I'm sorry, you okay?
I think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Charlie bangs his toe on a stool leg.
Ow!
Are you okay?
He hops around, then throws her onto the bed. She bounces on it, then rolls off. He sits on the floor, hugging his foot. Mia's head slowly rises above the mattress and they peer across the bed at each other.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but I think that's enough foreplay.
Alan's still sitting on the sofa with Candy.
You see, the thing for me was that I never should have gotten married. I was young, I didn't know who I was. And to be completely honest, I was just afraid of being alone.
Wow. Can I share something with you?
Yes, please. This is communicating. This is how we connect.
You shouldn't tell people that stuff. It makes you sound like a loser.
No, it makes me sound like a real human being, a person with feelings and flaws.
She raises a hand to her forehead, makes the L sign, and mouths, loser.
Tell you what, why don't we just go have sex?
Finally!
Charlie and Mia are in bed. Bare-chested, Charlie stares miserably into space. She snuggled up to him.
Oh, cheer up. Wasn't that bad? There were parts of it that I liked.
Oh, please not go over the game film now.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? This is supposed to be the part of the relationship that I'm good at.
You are. It was fine.
I don't want to hear fine. I want to see your eyes roll back and the top of your head blow off.
It's not a carnival game. The object is not just to swing your mallet and ring my bell.
Well, we disagree.
That's just your ego talking. Charlie, listen to me. I love you, not your money or your car or your house or your skills in bed.
What's left?
Charlie.
Oh, come on, come on. You're saying that if I was some pencil weenie guy living in a shack and taking the bus to my job selling oranges on the freeway off-ramp, you'd still love me?
Yes, I would still love you.
Okay, I understand now.
Good.
You're insane.
Why, because I love the real you?
No, because you think there is a real me.
Would you believe I loved you if my eyes had rolled back and my head had blown off?
It would be a start.
Right. I guess we're just gonna have to try again.
Mia leans into him and they kiss.
Hang on. How am I gonna know you're not faking it just to make me feel better?
Honey, if I was gonna fake it, don't you think I would have done it the first time?
Fair enough.
Alan and Charlie sit on their balcony.
Hey, you wanna hear something amusing?
Always.
According to my girlfriend, underneath all the superficial cool stuff in my life, there's actually a real me.
No kidding.
Apparently, he's quite a guy.
Well, I'd like to meet him sometime.
Don't hold your breath.
My girlfriend, on the other hand, has no idea who I really am, damn little desire to find out, and is only interested in riding me like a wild Mustang and draining me of all bodily fluids.
Huh. How do you feel about that?
I think I love her.
You know what? Love isn't blind. It's retarded.
ITFC audio description.
And there'll be more from the Harpers in another double tomorrow night at the same time, right here on Comedy Central. Next, Mr. Bean.